人间容不下他的存在。
Man could not accept his existence.
没有空位给他。
Did not accommodate any room for him.
他只能出生在一个牲畜住的地方。
He could only be birthed in a place where livestock stay.
这是一个强烈的对比，值得我们去思考。
This is such a strong contrast. This is food for thought.
实际上，圣经的信息主要它是并不复杂的。
In reality, the message of the Bible is not too complicated.
其中圣经里面一个主要的信息就是那创造天地万物的主，也是掌管人类历史过去、现在、未来的那位神，愿意要跟我们在一起。
One message of the Bible is that the Almighty God who created everything also rules over men in the past, the present, and the future. And that God wants to be with us.
你有没有觉得这太奇怪？那么伟大的神，他创造这个，对他来说实在看不见的，像那个单细胞的这种微生物，像我们这种人，他居然愿意跟我们人在一起。
Don't you find it extremely strange that such a powerful God would want to be with us who are so insignificant in his eyes? It seems.
这件事的本身就叫以马内利。
This truth is called Emmanuel.
这一位神不是造了我们就让我们自己自生自灭的神。
This God did not just create us and leave us be to our own devices.
他乃是关心我们愿意跟我们在一起的神。
He cares for us and wishes to be with us.
这是圣经里面非常一个了不起的启示。
This is an undeniable truth in the Bible.
这个代表说这个代表说今天我们不是人，我们去找神啊。
This also means that it is not us as men who go to search for God.
不是今天因为我悟出了什么道理啊，发现神存在。
It's not because we have some great thought that we have found God.
或者说我今天有什么需要我去找神。
Or it's that we have any need that we go to look for God.
所以我就跟看到天堂的时候，我就按个电铃，我敲敲门说神啊，我来了 ，Hello。
It's not that we go to heaven, we ring the doorbell, knock on the door and say, Hey God, here I am.
而是神来敲我们的门。
But it's God who has come to us and knocked on our doors.
不论当初是我们多想把神把他推到一边说你不要来，但是神他一直来敲门。
And no matter how much we as people push him away saying, No, don't come, God always comes back to our doors.
只要你把门打开，
As long as, just as we open the door,
他就在这里啊。
He will be there.
大家有没有想过，我们今天这样做礼拜，我们心门打开，神就坐在这，他是以马内利啊。
If you think about it, as we sit here in church service, if we open the door, God is here as Emmanuel.
那这个以马内利的信息，我们要怎么回应，怎么去应对它呢？
So how do we react to this message of Emmanuel?
我们看看圣经里面怎么说。
So let's look into the Bible.
那以马内利这一词在圣经里面一共出现过三次。
In the Bible, Emmanuel is mentioned three times.
两次在以赛亚书，一次在马太福音。
Twice in the book of Isaiah and once in the Gospel of Matthew.
让我们从这两段圣经来思考一下，我们怎么样有如圣经一样的人物，怎么样去面对以马内利这样的信息。
So let's look at these two passages in the Bible and see how we should react to the message of Emmanuel.
如果大家可以的话，在你的周报这边可以翻到在你的周报后面已经把这个经文念印出来了。
Everyone can look at the back of their bulletin as the scripture is already printed there.
容我先用中文来念，然后我会请翻译用英文来念。
First, I will read in Chinese, and then I'll ask the translation to read in English.
马太福音第一章第十七节这么说，也就是福音书的一刚开始的第一章十七节这样。这样，从亚伯拉罕到大卫，共有十四代。从大卫迁至到巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。十八节，耶稣基督降生的事记载在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了给了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕， 她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思想这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要害怕，只管娶你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这里我们看见约瑟面临一个极大的难题啊。
Here we see that Joseph has a great dilemma.
他听到那他已经定了亲，但是还没过门的媳妇儿怀孕了。
He found out that his betrothed, who he had not yet married, was already pregnant.
当然孩子不是他的。
And of course the child is not his.
但是外表看起来很明显的，这是一个不忠的证据。
And from anyone's point of view, it's very obvious that this is a sign of infidelity.
这也是这个家庭或家族难以面对的一个丑闻。
And also this would be a horrible mark on his reputation.
约瑟必须尽早在玛利亚肚子变大以前赶紧处理好这件事情。
Joseph wished to put Mary away before her pregnancy went too far.
免得变成小镇风云啊。
Because then it'd be a large affair in a small town.
因为如果约瑟因着玛利亚的怀孕而公开解除婚约的话，
If Joseph put Mary away publicly,
这不仅会带给玛利亚一个极大的羞辱，而且当地的居民如果他们要遵行当时摩西的律法的话，玛利亚可能会被石头打死。
Not only would this cause Mary great embarrassment, but under the law of Moses, she could very well be stoned to death.
约瑟是一个心地善良，也为人设身处地的一个义人。
Joseph was a righteous and compassionate man.
他不知道怎么处理这件事情。
And he did not know how to deal with this.
他希望能够暗暗地把玛利亚休掉。
He wished to privately put Mary away.
问题是怎么做？
But the question is how?
正在他苦恼的时候，突然天使在梦中跟他显现。
But while he was pondering this, an angel appeared to him in his dream.
告诉他说，放心，这孩子是通过圣灵来的。
The angel said, be at peace, this child is from God.
这个孩子将会被称为以马内利。
This child will become the Emmanuel.
因为他的存在，神与我们同在的这个意义将会变成真实。
So that God's promise of Emmanuel will become real among us.
哇，真是黄粱一梦啊！这个约瑟一起来，哇，这个梦实在太不得了。
Isn't this such a strange dream when Joseph woke up? Wow, what a dream!
天使的话代表说，这个怀孕是从神而来的。
The angel said this pregnancy is from God.
是超自然的。
Is supernatural.
而这个孩子就是以色列民族所梦寐以求所等待的那一位。
And this child is the child that the Israelites have hoped for and wished for a long time.
也就是神所应许的以马内利。
And is also the Emmanuel that God has promised.
但是我觉得这整个故事当中一个更不可思议的事是约瑟信了。
But I think there's one more even more unbelievable part in the story, the fact that Joseph believed it.
他信了然后就马上采取行动。
He believed this and immediately followed through.
他没有拒绝说这好像这是一个实在不合理的一个梦。
He didn't think that it was a totally unreasonable dream.
他也不会说也许就是白天我想太多了，他怀疑也许白天想太多，晚上就遇到这个事，就日有所思，就夜有所梦。
He didn't think that because during the day he thought so hard about it that it entered his dream.
或者说醒来以后他就尽量说服自己说，哎，这只是一个梦罢了，大家都做过梦嘛，你会不会醒来你就说信了那个梦呢？他说他会不会就说服自己说这只是一个梦，不要把它当真，因为他真的要当真他要付上很大的代价。
He didn't wake up and convince himself, oh, this is only a dream. We've all had dreams before. Do we all wake up and say, oh, let's follow through with our dreams? But no, he decided to follow through with his dream even though it gave him great responsibility.
这个时候我们就必须要问，约瑟以前是否到底有没有听过童女怀孕的跟以马内利这样的信息呢？
Now we must ask ourselves, has Joseph ever heard of the words, the virgin birth with Emmanuel?
因为这件事情太奇怪了。
Because this is such a strange thing.
那以色列人有期待过这样子一个奇迹会发生在他们当中吗？
Now, have the Israelites ever heard of something like this before?
让我们看看从以赛亚书看第一次神怎么样借着先知讲到以马内利这件事情。
Let's look in the book of Isaiah how God first brought Emmanuel.
所以我们看以赛亚书第七章从第十节到第十四节。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 7 from 10 to 14.
好，耶和华又晓谕亚哈斯说，你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头，或求显在深处，或求显在高处。亚哈斯说，我不求，我不试探耶和华。以赛亚说，大卫家，你们当听，你们使人厌烦岂是小事，还要使我的神厌烦吗？因此主要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. We'll call him Emmanuel.
哦，原来这个故事，以赛亚书这个先知，他那个历史的背景是这样子的。
In the book of Isaiah, the background of the story was,
犹太人，他们整个民族，他们整个国家在所罗门王以后，他们国家发生内乱，以至于整个国家分成两个国，一个北国，一个南国。
The Jewish people after the reign of Solomon, was split into two different countries, the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom.
北国名字叫以色列，南国的名字叫犹大。
The Northern Kingdom was called the Israelites, the Southern Kingdom was called Judah.
那这个时候，写这段话的时候，中间有一个人的名字叫亚哈斯。他是犹大王，亚哈斯王。
And in the southern kingdom, there was a king called King Ahaz.
也就在这个时候，亚哈斯王面对了一个极大的威胁，也就是北国在那个时候，他们正想联络邻邦的一个国家，叫做亚兰，他们想联合起来一起攻击犹大，把犹大国攻打，瓜分土地。
At this time, King Ahaz faced a great threat because the northern kingdom of Israel had allied with the foreign nation of Aram, and they were going to attack and conquer Judah.
所以犹大王亚哈斯在那个时候不仅自己面对一个很大的威胁，也是整个国家民族都面对了一个极大的死亡威胁。
And now Ahaz, who is the king of Judah, not only he faced a life and death situation, but the entire nation faced a life and death situation.
就在这个非常恐怖的时候，先知以赛亚来找亚哈斯了。
In this great trouble, the prophet Isaiah went to talk to King Ahaz.
他说：“只要你相信神啊，神会保守你度过这个，你这个威胁啊，他们这个计划联手攻击你这个计划，这个威胁不会成功的，你放心。”
As the prophet Isaiah told King Ahaz, "As long as you believe in the Lord, as long as you trust Him, He will protect you, and this threat from the north will not destroy you."
只要你向神求一个神迹。来，而且你还可以跟神求一个神迹，然后神会应许这个神迹，来印证神给你的这个承诺。
You may ask for a sign, any sign, and the Lord will perform the sign so that you will know that this promise is true.
换句话说，神保证亚哈斯王会应验亚哈斯王向神所求的神迹，来作为保守南国平安的保证。
In other words, the Lord will perform any sign that King Ahaz asks to show that he will protect the southern country.
诶，很奇怪的是，亚哈斯王说 no.
And the strangest thing is King Ahaz said no.
他说，我不试探耶和华。
He said no, I will not test my Lord.
哇，这听起来实在非常的属灵啊，好敬虔啊。
This just seems so spiritual and so pious.
好像他不需要凭神迹行一些神迹，让他眼睛能够看到，他才相信神所给的应许一般。
As if he's saying, I don't need to see any signs. I already trust in the Lord.
他说不可试探耶和华，实际上不可试探耶和华也是在生命记里面神所给以色列民的一个命令。
He said, I will not test the Lord. As in Deuteronomy, there was a command saying.Do not test your Lord, your God.
所以亚哈斯王的回答真是头头是道，而且非常合乎圣经。
King Ahaz's response was very pious and according to the Bible.
但是各位，请大家不要被政客所愚弄了。
But everyone, don't be fooled by the words of a politician.
真正的事实是，亚哈斯在他心里，他实际上另有打算。
In reality, King Ahaz had other plans in his heart.
他早已计划与另一个更强的强国亚述联邦。
Even earlier, he had aligned himself with another foreign nation, Assyria.
因为在他眼中，亚述的军力比以色列与亚兰两个国家合起来还要强大。
In his eyes, Assyria's military was even greater than it.Israel's and Aram's combined.
所以亚哈斯老早把他的寄托放在与外邦勾结的政治手腕上面。
Very early, King Ahaz had put his faith in worldly powers.
当先知以赛亚来到他面前说，神可以为你提供一个神迹，给你帮助的时候，实际上他不屑一顾。
When the prophet Isaiah went to King Ahaz saying that the Lord will protect you and will give you a sign, King Ahaz did not believe one thing.
实际上他还很恶心地说，我不试探耶和华的。
He even said the disgusting response of, I will not test the Lord my God.
哇，这样子一看起来，如果大家一看这个圣经的话，看起来他很崇高，先知是非常小性的。
If anyone looks at the Bible, they will think that he is a very spiritual one.
那神怎么样回应这个亚哈斯王的虚伪呢？
And how did God react to King Ahaz's response?
神也就容许亚哈斯王的计划成功。
The Lord allowed King Ahaz's plan to succeed.
让他心想事成。
Do as he pleases.
果然亚述和亚哈斯王，果然这个以色列。与亚兰果然他们两个人结盟，然后呢，但是呢，亚述呢击败了这两个国家。
Indeed, Judah and Assyria allied and defeated the other nations.
结果这个亚述王就把亚兰王给杀了，也击垮了以色列国。
The king of Assyria killed the king of Aram and also defeated the king of Israel.
是把所有犹大国的敌人都消灭了。
Totally defeated all of Judah's enemies.
哇，亚哈斯王对亚述王真是五体投地啊，真是敬佩服的他不得了。
King Ahaz totally admire the king of Assyria.
啊，他开始越来越要巴结亚述国。
And he tried to imitate Assyria as much as possible.
到一个地步，他把耶路撒冷圣殿里面的金子银子全部拿出来，送给亚述国当做这个奉献给亚述国。
Unto the point where he went into the temple of Jerusalem and took all the gold and silver and sent as tribute to the king of Assyria.
这个银子跟黄金原来是在圣殿当中分别为圣给献给真神的。
Originally, this gold and silver was consecrated to the Lord to serve the Lord in the temple.
但是亚哈斯王实在太羡慕这些外邦的强大了。
But King Ahaz loved these foreign nations too much.
当他有一天走到亚兰的大马士，亚兰国的大马士革那个地方，他看见在那一边他们正在祭拜假神，他中间有一个祭坛。
One day when King Ahaz was walking in Damascus, he saw an altar to a false god.
哇，他看了，哇，这个跟我们国家的不一样啊！他就把那个祭坛给画下来了，起草画下来，然后快递 UPS 送回耶路撒冷，叫耶路撒冷祭司重新也造一个一模一样的祭坛。
He said, "Wow, this altar is different from ours." So he drew a blueprint of it, sent it through UPS down to Jerusalem, where they can make a replica of it.
然后把圣殿里面原来的祭坛把它移到旁边，把那个祭坛就放在正中央。
And took the original altar in the temple, moved it to the side, and put the new altar in its place.
可怕不可怕？
Isn't this just so scary?
从外表看来，耶路撒冷的圣殿依然存在。
From the outside, the temple of Jerusalem is still there.
但是它里面却充满了贪恋外神、别神、假神的跟外面肉体势力的东西。
But the inside lusts for other gods and other things.
亚哈斯王实在太钦佩亚述国了。
King Ahaz loved Assyria too much.
但是最后亚述国就成为犹大国最大的敌人。
And in the end, Assyria became Judah's greatest threat.
亚哈斯王不依靠神，不依靠以马内利，而是依靠亚述，结果导致犹大国的灭亡。这整件事，他因为依靠外邦，成为他灭国的主因。
Because King Ahaz did not trust in God or in Emmanuel.And he trusted in Assyria. Assyria ended up destroying Judah.
这个历史要成为我们生命的借鉴。
This should serve as a lesson for our hearts.
亚哈斯王跟约瑟，哦，都是面对生命当中一个极大的压力。
Both King Ahaz and Joseph, were under considerable strain.
就在他们同两个人都在面对极大压力的当下，神赐下了同样的赐下以马内利的应许。
While they were both under great trouble, the Lord sent them the message of Emmanuel.
实际上，当亚哈斯王面对这个极大压力的时候，听到这个以马内利的应许，他应该高兴的不得了才对，这是天大的好消息。
When King Ahaz heard the news under his great stress, he should have been overjoyed, as this would have saved him.
但是亚哈斯王却不要。
But King Ahaz did not want this help.
为什么？
How come?
因为以马内利会打乱他原有的计划。
Because Emmanuel will interrupt his original plans.
他原来心里已经对其他东西有依靠，你现在来个以马内利，不是把我原来的依靠又打乱了吗？
He had his own faith and trust, and if you add in Emmanuel, would that not just ruin his original faith and trust?
他已经想要跟亚述底下有交易了，亚述那么强大的国家。
He already wanted to ally with Assyria, which was such a great military country.
亚哈斯哪舍得放弃与那么强大的国家有这个联邦的关系呢？
How could King Ahaz possibly give up this opportunity to obtain such a powerful ally?
对亚哈斯王来说，
In King Ahaz's point of view,
是的，有神是非常好的啊，神真是好。
To have a God is such a great thing. God is great.
但是请你不要干扰到我。
But please don't come into my life.
人很多时候也都是一样啊。
People are many times are the same.
我们就算有难处。
When we have troubles.
我们对圣经呢也是还算还清楚。
And we also know the Bible.
但是我们对学业、家庭、婚姻
when we deal with learning family matters and marriage,
工作还有社交呢，自己还是有一套的哲理跟打算的。
And work and the social life,
we have our own set of
we have our own set of philosophy
and schedule
and schedules.
如果真的以马内利成为事实的话
，if we truly have Emmanuel in our lives,
神真的进入我的生活的话
，if God truly has entered our life,
我岂不是因为他的同在，我要迁就他了吗
？Is it not that we have to accommodate room for him?
那我们来看看约瑟。
And now let us look at Joseph.
在马太福音记载这个耶稣诞生降生之前，他记载了这么一句话。
Before the birth of Jesus, Matthew wrote this passage.
他说这样，从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫迁至到巴比伦的时候也有十四代。
That there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, and 14 from David to the exile to Babylon.
从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
And from the exile to Babylon to Jesus, there were another 14.
原来以色列王国到约瑟的时代一共有十四代之久。
So from the exile to Babylon to Jesus, there were 14 generations.
十四代没有国啊，没有自己的地方啊。
14 generations without a country, without your own place to stay.
好像神忘记他们，也不理会他们的存在了。
Almost as if God forgot about them and did not care about them.
Oh, 他们那个时候真是渴望，真的以马内利，你就来吧，神啊，与我们同在吧。
That time they were really thinking, Emmanuel, please come, come be with us.
啊，以马内利来救救我们吧。
Emmanuel, come save us.
可是有一件事，就是在以马内利应许的同时，还有个兆头。
But there was one more sign along with Emmanuel.
就是童女怀孕
，the virgin birth。
这个童女怀孕听起来好奇妙，好纯洁。
This virgin birth seems so wonderful, so supernatural。
好神奇啊，真是太棒了！一个童女居然就从神这边就受孕，有怀孕。
A virgin who conceived through God。
这是一个真是很美丽的一种应许跟故事。
Such a beautiful story。
可是如果这个童女是你的女儿呢
But what if this virgin is your daughter?
如果是你的妹妹呢
What if it's your sister?
或者就是你还没过门的媳妇呢
What if it's your betrothed or your fiance?
这件事发生在别人身上是很美的
If this occurrence happens to someone else, it's such a beautiful story.
发生在你的身上发生在我的身上就麻烦大了
But once it happens to you, once it happens to me, then the burden becomes much greater.
这个不是一时的不方便，这是一辈子的改变。
This isn't just a small inconvenience, it's a life-changing event.
但是玛利亚愿意接受，约瑟愿意接受。
But Mary accepted and so did Joseph.
当世界都容不下神儿子到来的时候，玛利亚空出了她的子宫。
When Jesus was going to come down to earth, Mary made room in her womb.
她把她自己的身体跟名誉就交托给神了。
She put her own body and reputation in God's hands.
约瑟也把他一辈子人生的计划全部改掉。他说：“我现在开始人生计划全部给神了。”
And Joseph took all his life plans, erased them, and gave them to God.
他们两个人所有的一切，因为以马内利全部改变，重新开始。
Both of them, their entire lives, because of Emmanuel, were totally changed.
圣经上说，约瑟醒了，就是听了那个天使跟他讲的话，他就从梦中醒了，起来就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
The Bible says when Joseph woke up, he immediately followed through with the orders of the angel.
约瑟放下他所有的顾虑、忧虑，马上就遵行神的指命令。
Joseph put down all his inhibitions and followed God's order.
他为什么能够如此
？How come he could accept it so quickly?
难道他不会日后自己会怀疑自己所做的决定吗
？Didn't he think he might regret his actions down the line?
难道他不怕一辈子以后人家在他背后指指点点吗？
Was he not afraid that in the future people would be pointing at him and talking about his back?
难道他不知道他以后他背负的责任将会有多大吗？
Does he not know that his responsibility will be much greater?
我实在不知道他到底有没有事先有没有想过这些事。
I don't know if he thought about these things.
但是我很确信约瑟能够遵行，因为他知道他自己所信的神是怎么样的一位神。
But I believe that he could accept it so quickly because the God he knew what God he trusted in.
神是爱他孩子们的神。
And God which loves his children.
他是主动来到我们人当中来帮我们面对人生难题的神。
A God that will come into our lives and lead us in the future.
也是引导我们未来的神。Also the God who will lead us into our future. 天使更说神要借着约瑟的顺服，借着以马内利把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
God, the angel told Joseph that when Emmanuel would go into his life, he would be a blessing to him.
That God will redeem his people, from
all the sins.
当约瑟空出他自己的生命，让以马内利成就 在他生命当中时。
When Emmanuel came into Joseph's life.
是的，他的生活完全改变，他再也不能我行我素，他决定做什么就做什么。
His entire life was changed. He can no longer be so carefree.
因为神的同在，他要迁就，好像多了 一位在他生命当中，他要迁就神了。
Because God came into his life, he had to accommodate another person in his life to take care of.
往后的日子，他要长途跋涉，带着怀孕的妻子去报户口。
Later on, he needs to travel far away to carry his pregnant wife for census.
孩子出生以后第八天，他们夫妻两人要走六英里的路去为孩子行割礼。
And on the eighth day, Joseph and Mary had to walk 6 miles to have the child circumcised.
各位做妈妈的有没有生完孩子八天就走路走六个英里，还有来回就12英里啊？
Any mothers here on the eighth day take a newborn child to walk 12 miles.
然后他还要举家迁移去躲避希律王的追杀。
And later he had to take his whole family to go to Egypt to hide from King Herod.
哎呀，生活实在太不方便了。
This is such a large inconvenience.
但是因为他的顺服，结果所有信世世代代信神的人都在因着他的顺服蒙福了。
But because of his obedience, countless generations in the future are blessed through him.
西面亚拿那个时候在圣殿，马上就因为能够看到耶稣，他们得到安慰了。
Simeon and Hannah, as soon as they saw the baby Jesus, they felt great peace.
所有被耶稣后来被触摸的人都蒙福了，乃是因着玛利亚和约瑟的顺服。
And all the people who Jesus touched in the future was because of Mary's and Joseph's obedience.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天如果不把空出一个位置让以马内利过来，
brothers and sisters, if we do not accommodate a place for Jesus in our lives,
那以马内利也不过是一个很美丽的故事而已。
Then the story of Emmanuel would just be a beautiful story.
那今天什么叫做以马内利呢？
Well, then today, what does it mean for Emmanuel?
就好像你房间多了一位室友，
It's as if in your room you had another roommate.
你办公室多了一位老板，
At your workplace you had another boss.
你的 Facebook 里面多了一个 buddy.
On your Facebook you got another Facebook friend.
你的车子里面多了一位乘客，
In your car you got another passenger.
你难过的时候，以马内利，
When you are sad, Emmanuel.
你受逼迫的时候，以马内利，
When you are depressed, Emmanuel.
当你无力的时候，以马内利。
When you have no strength, Emmanuel.
当你考试的时候，以马内利。
When you're taking tests, Emmanuel.
代表你不能作弊啊。你失望的时候，以马内利。
When you don't know what to do, Emmanuel.
当你写支票的时候，以马内利。
When you're writing checks, Emmanuel.
当你感觉到没有公义的时候，以马内利。
When you see no justice. When you see no justice, Emmanuel.
当你开车正在踩油门的时候，小心，以马内利。
And when you're driving a car and pressing on the gas pedal, a manual.
旁边写55，还有一个人正在看你怎么踩油门。
On the side it says 55, and some are just looking at their feet.
你做计划的时候，以马内利。
When you're making plans. When you're making plans, Emmanuel.
以马内利是你无时无刻的帮助、安慰。
Emmanuel is your everlasting comfort and shelter.
也是责备，也是指引。
And also your rebuke and your guidance.
上个礼拜我有机会见到黄牧师师母。
Last week I had the chance to see Pastor Huang and his wife.
也见到仲文长老和 Gloria 师母。
And saw Elder 仲文 and Auntie Gloria.
我也在这边把他们对主爱之家的关心跟祝福在这边与大家表达。
And I bring their blessings and greetings to everyone here.
在我在他们家的时候。
When I was at their house,
这两家人都为我煮早餐，帮安排我的起居。
These two families cooked for me and took care of me.
他们彼此夫妻之间也有对话。
And when they had conversation,
我突然发现他们彼此对话的时候，就好像神也坐在那边一样。
I realized that during their conversations, it felt like God was there with us.
他们不是以自以为中心来表达他们自己的感受。
It was not as if they were just talking about themselves.
他们来，我的感觉好像神也在他们家中。
I felt as if God was also in their household.
哇，那个就是以马内利。
Wow, that is truly Emmanuel.
当我在那一边的时候，我就学到什么叫以马内利。
When I was there, I learned what Emmanuel truly meant.
我就被祝福了。
I was blessed.
我就知道我回家怎么样能够更爱我的太太。
When I came home, I realized I had to love my wife more.
当我们把生命空出一个位置，让以马内利，让神跟我们同在的时候
，And when we make room in our lives for Emmanuel, for God, then God will be with us.
我们自己和周遭的人都会蒙福。
Us and everyone around us will be blessed.
前几个礼拜，我老大 Jonathan, 的学校发生一些事情。
Many weeks ago, my oldest son Jonathan had there are bunch of things happened at the school.
两位基督徒的学生相继死亡。
Two Christian students died.
一个是得了癌症。
One had cancer.
一个是在跑完马拉松的时候，大概是心脏病突发，马上死掉。
The other, after running a marathon, had a heart attack and died.
他们都是非常优秀的学生呢。
Both of them were wonderful students.
那个得癌症的那一位，实际上他已经知道自己得癌症了。
The one who had cancer already knew she had cancer.
但是他还是决定要去上学，上完他人生花连人生的最后两个月在学校，作为他的结束。
But she decided to study hard and follow through this path to the end.
那个跑马拉松的那一位学生呢？
The marathon runner.
他也是学校功课非常好的一个学生。
He was a very good student in his class.
他是读双学位，他是 double major.
He was a double major.
然后距离，大家知道现在经济都不景气，距离要毕业之前八个月，他已经被 Microsoft hire， 他已经被 Microsoft 录用了。
Everybody knows that now the job market's not too great, but...He was 8 months from graduation, and he had already received a job offer from Microsoft.
更重要的是，他们不但是好学生，而且他们在团契都非常把自己的生命贡献给团契。其中一个还是团契的辅导。
More importantly, not only were they great students, they were very active in their fellowship and acted as mentors.
真是我们所谓的英年早逝。
The good people die young.
但是如果他们生命当中没有神的话，我们会为着他们生命这个精彩而又短短的人生呢，我们会感到非常的难过，非常的惋惜。
However, if they did not have God in their lives, then we would see these events as very sad, and we would feel very sad about this.
但是因为以马内利在他们生命当中是真实的。
But because Emmanuel in their lives is true.
当他们父母接受到那么痛苦的一个消息的时候
，When their parents are in such great depression,
他们的父母做一个见证说：“我知道我在天上还会见到我孩子的。”
Their parents can think, in the future, I will be able to see my child in heaven.
以至于他们的人生不是短短的二十年而已啊。
It's not just a short 20 years.
而是他们生命的见证也正面的影响到其他所有校园的学生。
They made a large impact on all the other students.
让其他学生更珍惜生命，要好好爱主，为神而活。
Taught the other students to truly love God.
而且他们很知道，他们有一天，他们有把握在天上还能见面。
And they will know that in the end, they will one day see each other again in heaven.
这个就是以马内利的见证跟能力。
This is the message of Emmanuel.
约瑟知道把自己的家和生命空出来给神是值得的。
Joseph knew that to accommodate room in his life for God was worthwhile.
也是理所当然的。
Also very reasonable.
因为生命和家本来就是神赐给的。
Because his livelihood and his house were all given by God in the first place.
以马内利能够在他的家成为恩典的出口，是荣耀，是见证。To have Emmanuel in his house can become the conduit of grace. It is glorious. It is a testimony.圣诞节期间，我们要思想到耶稣来到世间是要成为你我的以马内利的。
The Christmas season, we are to think about that Jesus came down to be our Emmanuel.
那我们预备好了吗
？Are we ready?
我想大家准备有客人来到你们家的时候，一定把那个房间先准备好，或者你父母来到你们家，一定把房间先准备好。
I think that whenever you guys have guests, you prepare the room.
那我们是不是有准备好以马内利呢
？Now have we prepared ourselves for Emmanuel?
我们今天要做亚哈斯王还是约瑟呢
？Today are we going to be like King Ahaz or like Joseph?
让我们一起思考，以祷告的心再一次来到神面前。
Let us all bow our heads in prayer and come before the Lord.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
神，我们感谢你在这个时候知道你希望的就是以马内利，让我们能够接受你，让我们受改变，让我们以马内利为我们人生目标，为我们的荣耀。 Dear Lord, we know your heart is Emmanuel in our life. Let us prepare ourselves, be readyFor Emmanuel, may we become the conduit of your blessing and grace to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 我们祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。阿门。